This is the Portland Art Museum podcast, a channel between the museum and you. Our goal is to amplify community voices through conversations and personal stories. And we're here to facilitate respectful dialogue, debate, and the free exchange of ideas. To participate, submit your idea at pam.to/podcast idea. We invite you to connect with art through your own experience, voice, and personal journey. Relevant links and transcripts for each episode are available at portlandartmuseum.org/podcast. If you've listened to the past few episodes, my voice probably sounds pretty familiar at this point. I'm Emma Ginger Spivak, the Learning and Community Partnerships Department intern at the Portland Art Museum this summer. This year, the museum celebrated Monster Drawing Rally for the fifth time, inviting a record 100 local artists of all ages to make as much art as they can in just an hour. Each piece is then sold for a flat rate of $35 as a fundraiser for free youth programs here at the Portland Art Museum. In addition to raising money, MDR is a beloved community event where art lovers come together to listen to music, eat good food, and witness the vibrancy of Portland's art scene in action. In a small museum like this one, there are many opportunities to work between departments. Because of this, I was able to design an internship that included a range of things, from helping organize public programs, doing research for educational resources like the Poster Project, and assisting with the Portland Art Museum podcast. One of my goals for this summer was to find a way to combine some of these projects. Bringing the podcast into Monster Drawing Rally, one of our biggest and most popular community events, seemed an obvious choice. So, for the first time ever, the Portland Art Museum podcast had an outdoor podcasting studio in the museum courtyard during Monster Drawing Rally. The podcast studio was a place where anyone could sit down and talk about who they are, their relationship to MDR, and what art means to them. You'll hear me again in a moment conducting the interviews. In an effort to intervene as little as possible, we decided to organize the interviews into random groupings so that the interviewees can speak entirely for themselves. First, we'll hear from a monster enthusiast who was drawn in by Monster Drawing Rally's name. In addition to being an admirer of the visual arts, he is well connected to the local performing arts scene, and in a moment we'll share his beliefs on the value of comedy for artists. This was actually the first interview we recorded that day, which is why I sound so nervous. Bear with me, this interviewee really started this project off with a bang.
Hi, my name is Jordan Marska. I was walking past down the street, big monster fan, so I thought I would walk through, take a look at all the art. and yeah, that's my relationship to the event today.
Cool. So how would you explain MDR to someone who has never been?
Well, let's imagine that I was talking to myself 5 minutes ago. I would say there's a lot of kids, and they're sitting in a big circle, and they're all drawing their hearts out. Monsters. There's also people in masks dancing around, which was really what caught my eye, and I thought, you know, that just sounds like something I want to be involved with. And I took a little walk around, and it was a blast, you know. It's a fun time for anybody who's into monsters, likes art when it comes to monsters, or just like seeing kids really enjoy themselves, because I saw a lot of that. There looked to be a lot of happy kids, which makes me happy.
Awesome. Have you had experience with the Portland art scene? What sort? Are there certain types of events slash art that you would like to see more of?
When you say art scene, does that mean like all forms of art, like performing arts as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I do a lot of improv here in town. And just comedy as well. And I think that that's probably my main like art scene. I think it would be really cool to see sort of like comedy and visual art collide in a few ways, because I don't see that a lot when it comes to visual art, because I think a kind of a thing with artists is we all kind of tend to take ourselves really, really seriously, and we don't like get to laugh at ourselves. So I'd love to see that, you know, people who laugh at themselves a lot when it comes to visual art, at least.
Can you describe the atmosphere today?
Hot, muggy, and swampy. I have like a layer of sweat all over me. It's very chill. It smells really good here. Everybody's like casually day drinking, which is always good atmosphere because you have a bunch of moms who are finally happy because they have their glass of wine in hand. You have a lot of happy kids, like I said, and that always leads for a really good atmosphere. You know, everybody's just dancing around and just having a good time. You know, it is what you would want from a Friday afternoon in the park blocks in Portland, really.
Do you have a favorite artist, local or otherwise?
Ooh, that's a good question. My best friend. I think I have probably like 8 of her pieces hanging up on my wall. Shout out Maria. Yeah, she draws and does a bunch of stuff, and I don't know. I like everything that she's ever made for me, because it comes from a loving place, has always hit the mark just super well, you know. There's a picture that's hanging on my wall that is a ghost that she did in charcoal. That's probably my favorite picture of all time.
Cool. Do you want to say her full name so we can give her that plug?
Yeah, totally. It's Maria Landers. If you want to buy art from her, I don't know, track her down. If you go to PSU and you know her, ask her for art. She's amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
What role does art play in your life?
Oh, gosh. I would say art is how I let myself really show how emotional I really am to the world. Because I think I'm pretty in touch with my emotions, but I kind of... I put that into art, and then that art is what I show people. So when people see the art, they get to see sort of like, this is somebody who has emotions and is expressing them. I write a lot of poetry, and so for me, my poetry is sort of a way that I'm able to cast off all of my obligations to acting a certain way, cast off any embarrassment, and just sort of cast out into the world like, hey, you know, this is a raw emotion that I'm feeling right now, and I'm doing it unabashedly. So it's kind of like an outlet, I guess you could call it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're going so fast, we might be out of questions. Let's see.
One more. We got one more. Last question.
I mean, the last question was, do you make art of your own? And I think you covered that.
I do. Yeah. I write poetry and I do like performing arts. I've never made visual art, but I doodle nonstop. And I do doodle monsters every once in a while, so I feel quite at home here at the Monster Fact, Rally.
Next, a first-time MDR artist with a fantastical style describes his first experience drawing in public after signing up for MDR on a whim.
Hi, I'm Hunter, and I was an artist in the second round of the Monster Drawing Rally.
Is this your first time participating in Monster Drawing Rally?
Yeah.
Cool. Have you been in the past at all, or do you just jump straight into it today as an artist?
No, I actually didn't know about it until someone told me about it a couple of weeks ago, and so I signed up on the email. I was like, oh, this is great. Yeah.
Cool. Can you just talk a little bit about the experience of being up there and making art in front of so many people?
Okay. So I've never done this sort of thing before, so I was really nervous, but I just, you know, I focused on my art, and that kind of helped.
Cool. Well, I'd love to hear a little bit more about your art. Do you have a particular style or medium or subject matter that you usually gravitate towards?
So I tend to draw like dragons and sort of like mythical things. Right now I'm kind of stuck in a style that's very pictographic, and I'm not quite sure what that means. But I've been enjoying experimenting with that.
How did you decide to participate in Monster Drawing Rally? I know you mentioned just kind of seeing it randomly, but was there something about it that, you know, compelled you?
I thought it'd be a good way to connect more with the art scene in Portland, because I do live around here, but I haven't really done a lot of connecting with other people. So, and it was fun. It was exciting.
It's great. So did you find that the experience of art making, like, did it feel different in this context than it does when you're at home? Obviously having a time limit changes
things.
Yeah, I was
going to say. Usually I have more than an hour to draw something, so usually I'll have something colored. I didn't really do that this time. So, it was a little bit more of an environment where I felt pressure, but also it was kind of fun because it was fun to, like, see like people coming around and looking at your artwork and saying like, oh, that looks cool, or you have a cool shirt. Yeah,
that's cool. Did the setting influence what you decided to draw at all, or?
No. I couldn't pay that much attention to the setting just because I wanted to make sure I could do art as quickly and as well as I could, so I was just very focused on that.
So how did you become an artist?
Well, I've always sort of been interested in drawing, like, ever since, like, kindergarten. I've sort of, like, doodled on whatever paper we got. So from there, I decided to have a sketchbook to draw in, and I'm just sort of practiced with that and have found a lot of joy in that.
How would you describe the role that art plays in your life now?
It's really important for me. It helps me like interpret the world around me and like what's going on inside my head. So I don't know what I'd do without art, honestly. It's yeah.
That's really lovely. Sorry, I'm shuffling the papers around. So obviously today we're selling all the art just for a flat rate of $35. I'm curious, as an artist, how you know how to value your work. Is that something that you decide? Is that something that the art market or institutions decides for you?
Well, I think ideally the artist would be able to decide that. But that's not how it works in the real world. So just because I think artists could get better pay if they decided that and if people were willing to pay that amount. But I heard all the money is going to charity for this, so I think it's totally worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the money is going to support our free youth programs.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, that's my last question. We're just out of time. So that was great. Thank you.
In our last interview, a returning MDR artist talks about the value of spontaneity in art, as well as some of the technical aspects of relief printmaking, an important part of her everyday artistic practice.
Okay, my name is Jill Stortz. I am an artist and a printmaker. I've lived in Portland for 6 years, and this is my fourth time to participate in the Monster Drawing Rally.
Do you have any favorite memories or anecdotes from past Monster Drawing Rallies that you've participated in?
Well, honestly, everyone is a kind of a whirlwind. So much happens, and an hour goes by really quickly. I really love seeing all the people come out. I really like seeing the people who dress up in the costumes and are entertaining. I like this year specifically because they added the the kids' introduction to drawing right before the 6 to 9 started. So that was really nice to see artists. I think it was anyone under 18 who could draw, and that was really cool. I wish my niece and nephew could have participated, but they were out of town. Hopefully next year they will be able to be a part of that.
So since you've been here a few times, have you developed a strategy for when you're up there at the table drawing? Like, do you try to just make one work or make as many as you can?
I wish I had developed a strategy. I have not. But that is in my artwork. Whenever I make anything, I never have a strategy. I go at everything I do with just like what's going to happen right now. If I was more of a planner, I probably wouldn't be in the art field. But this year I did come prepared. I guess one thing I could say that I've learned is to come prepared with a variety of mediums. One year I forgot my colored pencils, and luckily my friend Cindy came to my rescue and bought some pencils from the museum store and gave them to me, and that was nice. This year I brought paint and I brought colored pencils and I brought pen and ink, but I ended up primarily using pen and ink. I've usually only put out about 2 to 3 drawings, and even this event, I wish I had focused more on 2 drawings instead of trying to do the 3rd. At the same time, it's nice to put out more artwork because it's a fundraiser for the Portland Art Museum, and it's nice to produce as much work as possible.
So when you're when you're just working in your studio or at home, you mentioned before that you're a printmaker, but I'd love to know a little bit more about your preferred media, any subject matter you find yourself coming back to.
I've been a printmaker mostly, actually, all relief woodcut printmaking for a little bit over 20 years now, which blows my mind. So I'm a member of an art studio here in town called Atelier Meridian, and that's where I do the bulk of my printmaking. I have a studio at home that I would work in the basement, where I do drawings and color pencil and more along the lines of what I was doing here. Subject matter, I think mostly my artwork is pretty abstract, but there are mediums that there are motifs that you will find along that are consistent in my work. A lot of it is suns and moons and abstract shapes, plants, animals, things that are recognizable. But a lot of my work, I believe, is more about shapes and balance. Even if it's not recognizable, aim and strive for like a cohesive, balanced piece of artwork at the end. But wood carving for me is a lot like stained glass. You kind of carve out the lines and then you fill it in with color. And so working in woodcuts is like a backwards way of thinking. So it's a process that it's experimental and it's playful and it's really fun. And the same thing here at the Drawing Rally tonight. I never know what's going to happen. It's playful, it's spontaneous, it's fun. At the same time, that's very nerve-wracking and induces a lot of energy, and even if it's nervous, but it's a fun event.
You mentioned having some motifs that come up often in your work. Did any of those things show up today in what you made for the Monster Rally? Or
yes, they did. Yes, I did. I added plants. Tonight, when I sat down, I don't know why, I really didn't know what I was going to do, and I ended up drawing a lot of plant motifs, but I did add a sun in, I think, two of them, and almost all of them were more like still life line drawings. I used pen and ink, which is a lot like wood carving in a way, because I even heard people say, well, is that a knife that she's using, or is that a pencil or a pen? And calligraphy pens are very sharp like knives, so I was drawing, kind of like drawing with a sword or something. So, but I did draw plants and moons and suns.
So there's some continuity.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thank you for listening to the Portland Art Museum podcast. For more information about the free youth programs that Monster Drawing Rally raises money to support, visit portlandartmuseum.org/learn. This episode is the last in the series produced from the interviews we gathered in the Monster Drawing Rally podcast studio. Make sure to subscribe to the Portland Art Museum podcast and check out our feed to find all the rest of the episodes from this series, in which you can hear more of the many voices of Portland's arts community. This episode was produced by John Richardson and me, Emma Gandris-Bivak. Thank you to Blick Art Materials for sponsoring this event and Mark Orton for providing the interstitial music. Finally, thank you, the listener.